What was once a community anchor and forum for progressive politics in Rogers Park is now a near-empty lot full of debris and bricks. The building that housed the former Heartland Cafe on Chicago's north side was demolished this week. WBEZ's Carrie Shepherd talked to the residents nearby about their memories and what they hope is next for the neighborhood.
Joe St. Charles stands in front of the demolition site, holding his 15-month-old son. The purple and green bricks of the Heartland's facade were the only thing still standing. He's choking back tears.
It's like one of those weird things where a building comes down, feels pretty emotional.
St. Charles says the Heartland was his first job when he moved to Chicago, and he worked there for many years. He says it was the center of his personal life, too.
I met my wife here in 2009, and all my closest and best friends.
He was working the day a young Barack Obama came through in 2004 while running for U.S. Senate. Katie Hogan remembers Obama's visit, too, and all the other progressive politicians who made the Heartland a campaign stop. She co-founded the restaurant in 1976 with Michael James.
We opened in right on time, I think, to say, this is the world we want to create. Let's go forward and do it. So gay, straight, black, white, brown. It was a great oasis in a great neighborhood.
Wearing a pink, worn-out baseball cap with the words, "Nobody but Harold," Hogan watches the place come down. That Harold, by the way, is Chicago's first black mayor, Harold Washington. She says the Heartland was a lot of things to a lot of people, but to her, it was home.
And it was special in that people were happy. People were happy in there. And here's my new alderwoman.
Hogan hugs Maria Haddon, the alderman-elect of Rogers Park. In February, Haddon ousted Joe Moore, who was in office for nearly 30 years.
There was no question about where I wanted to hold my campaign launch.
Now, it's Haddon's job to help transform the corner of Lunt and Glenwood Avenues into a spot that both nods to the past and looks to the future.
We'll have some community meetings to try and make sure that that spirit of the Heartland and like what this means to folks can carry on and whatever lives here next.
We're looking forward to receiving community input.
Sam Goldman purchased the Heartland building in January and says he's heard a lot of opinions on what should go in its place.
Save the building, demolish it now, bring back the Heartland, maintain the facade, eliminate the facade.
In other words, sure, Goldman says there are many ideas to consider, but he's planning ground floor commercial spaces, parking, and residences above. Just on the block at the bar Rogers Park Social, owner Eric Archambault says local business owners like him should have a say.
I think it's just engaging other business owners and neighborhood people and finding out what they want and maybe making a list and saying, hey, what from a commercial perspective would look right.
Lynn Orman Weiss has been coming here to the Heartland since the 1970s. She says she's been documenting the demolition and she's feeling nostalgic.
On a beautiful May day like today, finally with the sun out, this patio would be filled with tables and people out eating for the, you know, in spring and hearing the L tracks going by.
Developer Sam Goldman approaches her and they talk for a few minutes.
He said, out of bricks and mortar, out of ashes, you can still build community and you can build good things.
Orman Weiss says that left her feeling a little more hopeful. Carrie Shepherd, WBEZ News.